RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo meets Vietnamese Prime Minister in Russia. Government to restore Kalimantan peatlands this year. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo is currently in Sochi, Russia for an ASEAN-Russia summit met with Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phu on Tuesday. At the meeting, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, Coordinating Minister for Economy Pers Darmi Nasution, State Enterprise Minister Rini Sumarno, Minister of Fisheries and Marine Resources Susi Pujastuti, Trade Minister Thomas Lembon, and Chief of the Presidential Staff Teten Mas Duki. Meanwhile, Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phu was accompanied by Deputy Prime Minister Phan Binh Minh, Minister of Government Secretariat Mai Thanh Dung, Minister of Planning and Investment Nguyen Chinh Dung, Trade Minister Trang Tuan Ant, and Deputy Foreign Minister Liu Huyen Trung. Minister Retno said on Wednesday evening that the meeting between the two leaders would be an introductory meeting, as the Prime Minister of Vietnam only assumed office in April this year. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that President Joko Widodo had not specifically spoken about the planned purchase of Russian Sukhoi Su-35 jet fighters at a meeting with President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Speaking after attending a business meeting in Sochi, Russia on Tuesday, Minister Retno said that the discussion was about defense cooperation in a wider context, covering not only the purchase of weapon systems and equipment but also other issues linked to transfer of technology and development of human resources. She also emphasized that defense cooperation was one of the issues discussed between the two leaders of the countries during the meeting. She remarked that other sectors covered during the meeting included trade, investment, tourism, infrastructure, and maritime. Head of Indonesian Peatland Restoration Agency Nasir Fuad said in Central Kalimantan on Tuesday that his office will restore around 679,570 hectares of peatland in Central Kalimantan. The restoration will be carried out within 5 years, especially in heavily degraded areas such as Pulan Piso district. He also said that Central Kalimantan is one of the top 7 priority provinces in the program of peatland hydrological function restoration. The restoration will be carried out from 2016 to 2020. He noted that the program will be initiated with the dissemination at Pulan Piso, especially in a meeting with the residents of Garun Village, Jebiren Raya sub-district. He added that restoration will also be carried out concurrently this year in Meranti Island District, Riau and Ogan Komirin Ilir, and Musi Banyuasin District, South Sumatra. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Kofifa Indar Parawansa said that the draft regulation in lieu of law or Perpu on sexual offense against children has been concluded at the ministerial and agency level pending President Joko Widodo's signature. Speaking at the President's Advisory Council in Jakarta on Tuesday, Minister Kofifa said that the regulation stipulates 3 main issues, namely aggravated and additional punishment as well as psychological therapy. One form of aggravated punishment is chemical castration for pedophiles. In addition, the government has also had another option, namely the use of electronic monitoring bracelet and publication offender identity. Minister Kofifa added that Psychological therapy is needed by the families of sexual assault victims. The families of sexual assault victims being met by Mr. Kopipa are apparently experiencing trauma. She said that psychological therapy may be extended in the form of child protection service. President of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, Jing Likun, said in Sochi, Russia on Tuesday that Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is ready to invest in infrastructure and transportation projects of Russia and Southeastern Asian countries. At the Russia-ASEAN Business Forum Initiative Tuesday morning, Jin highlighted the need to increase connectivity among Eurasian countries to further use the economic potential of the region. He said that Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank wants to promote the investment in infrastructure and mass transit lines in the past Eurasian land. He added that the bank will mobilize the support of all member states and the international regional institutions such as World Bank and Eurasian Development Bank. Indonesian state-owned enterprise minister Rini Sumarno, along with President Direktur PT Pertamina Dwi Sucipto and Director for Prosecution of Pertamina Rahmat Hardadi, visited Rosneft's Topsail refinery in Russia on Tuesday. Pertamina Vice President Corporate Communication Wianda Puspodigoro said in a press release on Tuesday that the visit is part of development of planned Indonesia-Russia cooperation, particularly between Pertamina and Rosneft in oil and gas sector. Indonesian delegates were accompanied by Chairman of Management Board of Rosneft, Igor Sachin. Topsail refinery is a key facility in Russian oil and gas sector. It has capacity of 240,000 barrels per day with products of Euro 4 and Euro 5 standards. Aside from Topsail refinery, Indonesian delegates also visited undersea fuel oil terminal in Topsail that has transshipment capacity of around 17 million tons of fuel oil per year. The last item, Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said at a press conference at the 41st annual meeting of Islamic Development IDB Group in Jakarta on Tuesday afternoon that IDB has acceded to hold some important agendas to support its annual agenda. He explained that IDB has been able to support Indonesia in national development recently.
Dalam kegiatan IDB annual meeting ini telah dilaksanakan.
There are 29 seminars of Islamic Development Bank's IDB group to have been implemented in the annual meeting. There are 158 participants. These cover not only the projects of IDB, which were successful in the context of development, but also efforts and initiatives done by IDB and Indonesian government to support the success of national development and create welfare for people. At the closing agenda at the 41st annual meeting of IDB Group in Jakarta, signing agreements had been done between IDB and its 14 member countries to get funding worth $1.6 billion. In this case, Indonesia got loan worth $824 million to support infrastructure program, education, and electricity power plants. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, our commentary today entitled Attempting to Resolve the Conflict in Syria. Syria's appeal to immediately end the political turmoil and civil war in Syria emerged again in the International Syrian Support Group, which consists of 20 countries and international organizations. They want to immediately resolve the conflict in Syria. In the recent meeting taking place in Vienna, Austria on May 17, the group did appeal for two urgent points to deal with. Firstly, there must be ceasefire or cessation of hostilities to reduce violence and prevent more casualties. This appeal is a follow-up of the May 9th one, voiced by United States and Russia as a co-chair of the Task Force on Implementation of the Truce in a bid to carry out a thorough ceasefire in Syria. Secondly, the appeal is in the form of wide access for humanitarian aid. This step is considered important in terms of increasing number of civilian victims who are in need of assistance. The groups of 20 countries and international organizations have requested Syrian government to be open to the delivery of humanitarian aid. The conflict that has posed warfare among Syrian citizens is still going on. The chaos is getting more serious as the competing parties are attempting to resolve the problem. As a consequence, foreign intervention emerged on the pretext to help ending the conflict. The United States and Russia have been involved in Syrian conflict. Why this happens? Because both government and opposition party are not able to create peace. Each of them persists in their stance. Indeed, the major role to be taken by the countries concerned with the situation in Syria is to encourage both competing parties to resolve a peace deal. Only the leaders of Syria are able to end the conflict in the war-torn country, Syria. Other countries can be facilitators for the reconciliation between the competing parties without looking at each other's interest. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History. We start from an event on May 20th, 2008, Ali Sadikin passed away. Ali Sadikin, famously called Bang Ali, was a former governor of Jakarta. He died at the age of 82 on May 20th, 2008. Retired Lieutenant General of Marine Corps, died after being hospitalized for a month in a hospital in Singapore. Ali Sadikin was the most contributed person to build the city of Jakarta. He received honors Adi Pradana Mahaputra Star for outstanding meritorious to the state and nation, especially to develop the capital, Jakarta, as metropolitan city. President Sukarno raised Ali Sadikin on July 7, 1927 as governor of Jakarta in the 60s era. He was succeeded as leader and developed the city because of his decisive demeanor. On May 20, 1908, Budi Utama was formed by Sutomo and Stovia students in Batavia. Budi Utama is the youth organization which was founded by Dr. Sutomo and Stovia student Gunawan Mangunkusumo and Suraji on May 20, 1908. The youth organization was not a political organization. It was initiated by Dr. Wahidin Sudirohusodo thanks to social economy and culture. The establishment of Budi Utama was the beginning of the youth movement, which was aimed at achieving Indonesia's independence, although the organization was firstly addressed for educated people. The establishment of Budi Utama on May 20th was then commemorated as the National Awakening Day. On May 20, 2002, Timor-Leste gained independence from Indonesia. Democratic Republic of Timor-Leste, or Timor Lorosai, is a small country of the northern part of Australia and eastern part of Timor Island. The territory of the country, also covering Kambing Island and Atauro, Jaco, and Oikusi, Ambeni, and Clave in West Timor. Timor-Leste officially took its independence on May 20, 2002. When it became member of the United Nations, the country then decided to use the Portuguese name Timor-Leste as the official name of the state. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Welcome back to Focus. Today's edition entitled Indonesia-Russia Boosting Cooperation in Various Fields. listener, after holding official tour to South Korea, Indonesian President Joko Widodo continued his state visit to Russia. During the state visit to Russia, President Joko Widodo held a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin at Putin's residence in Bukharov, Roky, Sochi, Russia, on Wednesday, May 18, 2016. The meeting resulted in the signing of 5 Memorandum of Understanding of Cooperation in the field of defense, national archives, foreign affairs archives, culture, as well as handling of illegal, unreported, and unregulated IUU fishing. The signing of Memorandum of Understanding was done by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi, Minister of Maritime and Fishery Susi Pujiastuti, and Head of National Archive Agency Mustari Irawan. President Joko Widodo, escorted by Republika, said, "Both countries' cooperation needs to be developed since there has been a decline in the value of bilateral trade by 25%. President Joko Widodo wishes Indonesia and Russia are capable to eradicate tariff and non-tariff barriers for crude oil, fish, and agricultural products. In addition, it's also necessary to open larger market access and increase contact and trade directly among business people." In the defense sector, President Joko Widodo hopes the cooperation is not only in the procurement of main weaponry system, but also in the sector of technology transfer, mutual products, education, training, and student officer exchange. The cooperation is also expected to be done in the establishment of service center for maintenance and repair of the main weaponry system, Alutsista, in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin said that Indonesia and Russia has engaged in a close relationship that has been built for a long time. President Putin said that Russia and Indonesia have also implemented the possibility of visa procedure simplification. Last year, Indonesia exempted visas to Russian communities for 30 days. President Vladimir Putin also said that Russia is ready to bolster infrastructure development program in Indonesia, such as railways and port. Russian government expressed its desire to develop nickel mining, as well as procurement of various types of vessels, both light submarine or double hull ship. That was the focus.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is currently in Sochi, Russia for an ASEAN Russia summit with Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc on Tuesday. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi said that President Joko Widodo had not specifically spoken about the planned purchase of Russian Sukhoi Su-35 jet fighters at the meeting with President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Head of Indonesian Peakland Restoration Agency Nasir Fuad said in Central Kalimantan on Tuesday that his office will restore around 679,570 hectares of peatlands in Central Kalimantan. Indonesian Social Affairs Minister Kofifah Indar Parawansa said that the draft regulation of law or perpu on sexual offense against children has been concluded at the ministerial and agency level pending President Joko Widodo's signature. President of Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, Jin Likun, said in Sochi, Russia on Tuesday that Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank is ready to invest in infrastructure and transport projects of Russia and Southeastern Asian countries. Indonesian state-owned enterprise minister Rini Sumarno, along with President Director of PT Pertamina Dwi Sucipto and Director for Prosecution of Pertamina Rahmat Ardadi, visited Rosneft Tuapse refinery in Russia on Tuesday. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said at a press conference of 41st annual meeting of Islamic Development Bank IDB Group in Jakarta on Tuesday afternoon that IDB has succeeded to hold some important agendas to support this annual agenda. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
The winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 are Lee Chun Kuo of China, Han Yifo of China, Chui Wen Pai of China, Liu Fa Chen of China, Zhou Chui Ying of China, Tokita Michio of Japan, Yuho Fujimoto of Japan, Kobai Uemura of Japan, Russell Ainsworth, Australia, Jamal Uddin Elkiki, Australia, Rafiqul Alam Khan, Australia, So Jung Lee, South Korea, MD Mahfuzur Rahman of Bangladesh, Riaz Ahmad Khan, Pakistan. Congratulations to the winners of Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. You are invited to visit Indonesia from May 27 to June 1, 2016. Tourism Ministry pays the international tickets, domestic tickets, and ground handling during the visit in Indonesia. The winners bear travel fare from their city of origin to the country's international airport and visa application fee. They are also required to hold and keep all boarding passes during the program. Afterwards, the winners should upload their activities during their visit in Indonesia to social media. Therefore, the winners should complete travel documents and personal data, including phone number and occupation, soon. Please send your photo as well to email wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. We are looking forward to your coming to Indonesia. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bangka Belitung Province. Stay tuned. Bangka Belitung Province consisted of two large islands, namely Bangka and Belitung, and small islands such as Lepar Island, Pongok Island, Mindanao Island, and Selat Nasik Island. The island has been named, totaling 470 islands, but only 50 islands are inhabited only. The islands in the province has a stunning natural beauty that makes many tourists interested to visit Bangka Belitung. One of the most visited islands is the Ketawai Island in central Bangka Regency. Due to its beauty, the island became a major destination in Bangka Belitung. Ketawai Island has an area of 300 hectares. The island takes about 2 hours' drive from Kurau Village, Central Bangka, and from Pangkal Pinang, the capital of Bangka Belitung Province. If you rent a boat in Kurau Village, you will charge 700,000 to 800,000 rupiah, or it can be joined with other travelers, boarded fishing boats, at a cost of 100,000 rupiah per person in a round trip. During the trip, you will watch the beautiful blue sea and mangrove clusters. In the midst of the sea, you can see many fishing boats and floating structures made of bamboo. The buildings serve for drying fish to attract shoals of fish. Listener, when arriving in Ketawai Island, you will see the beauty of the island. Here, there are many activities that can be done, starting from photograph or playing in the soft white sand. To take pictures and selfies, you can select the background of a big Ketawai Island signpost in red paint. You can swim as much. Do not forget to bring your snorkel gear as well, because you can see the beauty of coral reefs from the surface of the crystal clear sea. Additionally, you can also surround the island by using a jet ski. Listeners, for those who like the activity of environmental conservation, Ketawai Island can be the right choice. On the island, you can do the planting of seaweed, spread fish rampant, put the house of coral reef, or removing various types of turtles to the wild. Ketawai Island has an environmental care program that will bring you to develop tourism ecosystem. For those who want to stay overnight, you can do camping here because there is no lodging facilities. You are, of course, have to bring equipment such as dorm tents or scout tents, as well as cooking utensils. Listener, that was today's Indonesian Wonder with the topic Ketawai Island. Tomorrow, we'll meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. Indonesia is known as the agrarian country because most of Indonesian people are farmers. Agriculture in Indonesia has known several kinds of artificial fertilizer, pesticides, and high-quality seeds since 1969. As a result, Indonesia has undergone increasing productivity until it reached self-sufficient on food in 1986. And receive an award from Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, from the United Nations. But the continuous usage of synthetic pesticides will harm the ecosystem balance and contaminate the environment until it will have a negative impact on agriculture production. Therefore, in today's edition of Miscellany, we'll inform you about pesticide of natural material from cigarette industry waste.
Listener, more recently, it has been realized that the usage of synthetic pesticide is like a dilemma. Under the big benefit to increase agriculture production, in fact, pesticides have hidden harms and horrible dangers for human beings. The negative impacts are causing environment pollution, intoxication, which are fatal to trigger cancer, disability, and many other diseases. Realizing the danger, a group of students of Indonesian Islamic University in Yogyakarta, Indrasti Dwi Pujilestari Cahyati, Rizky and Marlina from Chemistry Study Program create an environmentally friendly natural pesticide from cigarette waste such as the leaf and tobacco chaff. The innovation has been through an intensive research to gain benefit from the waste in order to help the chili farmers in overcoming the pest. The pest are considered as the huge danger for chili farmers because of its destructive effect. According to Dwi Pujilestari, the leaf and chaff extract contains high nicotine alkaloid. This substance is similar with neurotoxin that can paralyze insects. This environmentally friendly and natural pesticide works by interrupting insects' nerve system. And the residue can travel easily in the nature, so it will not affect the environment. To extract the substance, it takes several processes. First, the tobacco waste is ground and soaked in a methanol solvent. Then the extract is strained to get the raw extract. The extract is then processed again until it results in alkaloid compound that is ready to use as pesticide solvent. Even it proves to be effective to eliminate the chili pest, the students still need further research to know more the combination of the solvent to extract tobacco waste that most effective as the natural pesticide. Besides, the students are still developing way to make natural pesticide to be applied by the chili farmers. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany with the topic Pesticide of Natural Material from Cigarette Industry Waste. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. We'll meet again in the next edition of Miscellany.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. Today's edition featuring Dewi Persik, a well-known Indonesian female dangdut singer. To begin our program, let's listen to the first song entitled Menadah Cinta by Dewi Persik. Happy listening!
Thank you.
Listener, Dewi Muria Agung, popularly known as Dewi Persik or DP, was born in Jember, East Java on December 18, 1985, from father Muhammad Aidil and mother Sri Muna. Dewi Persik known widely in Indonesian dangdut world with her unique goyang gergaji or the show dance, and she was then chosen to be the main role in a TV series entitled Mimpi Manis in 2006. On that series, Depe also singing the original soundtrack with the same title. Besides well known as a top dangdut singer, Depe also actively acted and starred in a few other TV series and feature films. Among others were TV series Laila and a movie entitled Lihat Boleh Pegang Jangan. Listener, before we go any further, let's listen to another song by Dewi Persik entitled Gerimis. Stay tuned.
Tiba-tiba gerimis datang mengundang.
Gerimis, gerimis.
listener, on February 27, 2015, Dewi Persik was invited to Indonesian Navy headquarters in East Java to perform in an event. On that event, Dewi had given a chance to learn how to use a gun. She was also invited to perform in Nia Selatan Regency's 12th anniversary along with fellow dangdut singers Hesti and Anna Felisa. Listener, to wrap up today's music corner, let's listen to the last two songs by Dewi Persik entitled Mimpi Manis and Dilemma. Enjoy the song and sampai jumpa lagi.
hatiku, hatiku. Stop, engkau mencuri hatiku.
Mimpiku, mimpi manis.
Stop, engkau mencuri hatiku, hatiku. Stop, engkau mencuri hatiku.
Mimpiku, mimpi manis. Mimpiku, mimpi manis.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Aku terjebak berangkat rasa yang salah. Semua ini sangat sulit untuk aku hindari. Aku menyangka kita akan baik-baik saja, tapi nyatanya kini aku hidup dalam dilema. Aku terlalu sudah terlanjur cinta, kau buatku gelisah dan membuatku bertanya. Haruskah kau kulupakan? Haruskah semua sirna? Sanggupkah ku beri jalan hidup tanpa diri? Yang tak semestinya, ini tak mudah untukku. Aku menyangka kita akan baik-baik saja.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.